Hello and welcome to a new episode of La Jotería Podcast. So this episode is a little bit of ASMR because it's late and I don't want to wake up my neighbors and I don't want to wake up the people that live in my home. So anyway, today's episode is going to be, well, tonight, I should say, I drink a lot of Starbucks, so I'm very, like, awake but tired and sleepy at the same time. So anyway, so today's episode tonight is going to be about Black Mirror, and it's about the episode, I think it's episode 1, and the title of the episode I'm blanking out on right now, but it's kind of like Mortal Kombat type video game. So at the beginning, I was just like not really paying attention, so I started watching the episode and I was like, okay, cool, it looks like it's about a video game, it's like another Black Mirror episode that deals with like virtual reality or whatever. So, but then one of the characters was like, oh, I was drunk, and I was like, that's like red flag for, you know, growing up watching straight culture and straight videos and straight everything. You're just kind of like, you know, I just remember being so hungry for any queer content. So, I, you know, that's an indicator that's, you know, something gay is going to happen. So then I was like, bitch, I really got to watch this episode then. So then I'm watching the episode and then I rewound it like twice. And then I was like, okay, this shit is actually good for multiple reasons. So fast forward to the end of the episode. I don't, so no spoilers, you know, listen to me, I'll make sure that I write this in the description, that I, you know, watch the episode and then listen to my podcast, because I don't want to do, you know, spoilers, because I hate when people do that. So this is, episode is for people who've already seen the episode. So that at the end, I was like, I really got to talk about this, because I feel like this episode hit multiple things. It hit polyamory, or just having a need of someone else taking care of you in a different way, of sexuality, of identity. You know, it was a lot, which I appreciated it. Appreciated the episode, because I just feel like pop culture is getting a little bit more broad, like in the way of thinking. And I know a lot of people watch Black Mirror, and I know that people are on like a bandwagon trip with anything. So I feel like the way to really infiltrate thinking and, you know, common sense is to make it accessible for people, and to like, and for it to be in a way where it's like mainstream and also like consumable, and in a way be fun and non-alarming, that you're digesting this new information, but it's not like a threat. So I just wanted like to fully dissect this episode in this time. So I really appreciate that the couple was Black, that both of the couples were Black, the one that was married and also the one that was like single and dating someone, because especially right now, because of Pride and everything, like it's all white people and it's all like this very like, you know, just whitewashed experience of queerness. So I really appreciate that they were Black. And I think that Black Mirror is doing a somewhat good job of having more people of color in their episodes. than in other shows that I've seen recently, and I thought that that was a huge factor in the impact of the episode, because I think if they had been white characters, I don't know if my attention span would have, I don't know, I just feel like it was more impactful because they were of color, and because I've been waiting for that intersection to like happen on Netflix in a space where it's not a queer show, or it's not like been recognized as a queer show. So I thought that was cool. And so anyway, so the couples, I like that there's like a balance. I feel like a theme in the episode was about like dichotomy, in that they were living in a straight world, but in the game and in this like alternative reality, they were, one of them was a different gender, and that they were different race as well. Like they were able to have a different experience. And then I think like one of the highlight moments for me in the episode was when it talks about when one of the characters asks the other one, like, what does it feel like to be a woman or in a woman's body? And then the other one shares that, like, it was like the line, I'm spacing on it right now, but I liked it. It said something about, like, that it was like a good experience, and from what I understood it, and I like that, because I feel like the episode also focused on being another gender in a way where it was like more like less threatening than if it was like a trans character, but since it was like a video game, it was more consumable for someone to kind of go into that space. And at the same time, it's kind of a bit odd too that they chose to do this in a way where, not odd, given that Black Mirror is a show that references technology and all that, but that like this conversation was supposed to happen, but like it happened on this show and in this way, which I think worked brilliantly, because everything was done through this like fictional way where the actual like acts were not like quote unquote, like in reality, they were done in a alternate way. So anyway, so this episode's gonna be all over the place, so bear with me. I don't like sticking to like ABC order, so I'll keep going back and forth. Next, I'm gonna talk about a moment where I thought was like really funny, and it's when like the like single character goes to the dinner and was like, oh, like I fucked everybody, I've even fucked like a, I don't know what animal it was or something. And like basically the character was saying that he went like four attempts to get over him, but he couldn't. And that scene really stuck out to me because I felt like it just reminded me of what it's like to want something and the other person be afraid of it, and the feeling of like, I felt like they were in love with a feeling that they got, like that they could be their true selves, or their true passion would steep through that, made reality bearable. And like, I thought that was a cool scene. And I also thought it was a really cool scene when they finally meet up, and it's almost like I get that dichotomy again, where like are like their life in the alternate life, and the alternate characters like switch, and that they're in the rain and they're gonna like potentially start fighting like they were in the video game. And I thought they were gonna start fucking, to be honest, but they ended up just actually fighting, which I thought was, I didn't want that to happen. Like, I didn't want them to physically hurt each other. I thought they were just gonna end up having sex. So I'll keep this short because I wanted this to be digestible and it, like, very like an appetizer for you to like think about what you thought of the episode, like, in a further way if you haven't done so already. So I wanted to end with the ending, in that both of the characters, like the married couple, then came to an agreement where they both could live alternate parts of their life, and that it was acceptable. And I think that that was like a really beautiful part of the episode, because I feel like so many people are suffering, so many people get divorced because they're trying to slam like this conventional way of living their life of like forced monogamy, and like people, like, their whole lives are spent, you know, with this burden, and you know, so much unhappiness is due to that. And I felt like, in a way, like, the episode leaves you feeling like, it, like, wakes you up, I guess, to think about your own life, your own relationships, and, you know, what do you want, and what is this control, and why is it here? So, I appreciate episodes like this, and I appreciate, like, TV and media and pop culture that kind of, you know, shatters notions of things that have been forced upon us. So anyway, I hope that my voice has been soothing and not annoying, and that you know, comment or share your ideas with me of what you thought of the episode. I might do this again if the future episodes are really good. I think I'm going to do this for the Miley Cyrus episode. So anyway, have a good night or good morning whenever you listen to this. Bye.